This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Pollen is racist. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, crazy story. You may have heard a little bit about it. I don't know how much it's been expounded upon. But yeah, pollen is racist. I didn't realize this, but apparently that is the case. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com. We tend to track racism like kids track Santa Claus at Christmas time. Because we have to let you know how crazy it is. For example, black holes are racist. That's a scientific term. And it certainly fits when you're gazing out into space, the vast blackness that is out there, and you find these planet killers, these very gravitationally, you know, strong, infinitely gravitational pull called black holes that bend fabric into the universe. And then you find out when you're a Hallmark and you make a card that says, be careful of the black holes as you exit into the universe of life. And somebody goes, wait a minute, you talking about black women, this women of the night? Why are you talking about black prostitutes? And you go, what, black people? 844-551-8255 if you want to contact me. Hey, leftists, I would love to debate you on any of these issues. This is a lunacy of what you believe. What I'm laying down for you, as we like to say, in the vernacular. What's Kevin going to lay down? Yeah, I'm laying down some truth. Daryl Bird McPherson, the volunteer mayor of Lamar, South Carolina, said she's a hate victim after finding a yellow sticky substance that seemed to have been sprayed on her car last month. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, see, here's the problem when you don't live in the country long enough. You know, like, I grew up in the country. You know, during the spring, these flowers pollinate. And so suddenly everything around you is covered in yellow. Well, McPherson returned to her home on February 7th and told Newsweek that her husband went out to the car to get some things out of the garage. And somebody painted your car, he came back in and declared. Yeah, painted your car. It was a grainy substance, like industrial spray foam used to patch concrete, Newsweek said. And it looked like little pebbles. The stuff was on her husband's car as well. Yeah, they were targeting both those silly Negroes. It must have been two white dudes, two pro-Trump white dudes that were watching Empire and took a break from beating up Jussie Smollett so that they could go spray paint this black couple's car yellow. I don't even know what the significance of yellow would be, but okay, let's just go with it, because that's what it was. McPherson told Newsweek she likened it as a hate crime because, number one, there's a history of racism in our town of Lamar. That's what she said. So nature, doing what it do, which is to pollinate, was held up to the racist standards of what had happened in Lamar in the past. Mother Nature was appalled. What? I had no intent. That's not what I meant when I pollinated the car. The car was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. Was the car going to get a Subway sandwich? You know? Wow. In a statement to WPDE-TV, the mayor said, during the 70s, crosses were burned in the yard of our home when my mother was involved with the civil rights movement on the very same corner in this very same front yard. And here's Mother Nature repeating itself. It's just a little bit of history repeating. Crosses burned. Cars obliterated with this yellow, sticky substance. Mm-hmm. An incident report the magazine obtained said McPherson and her husband streaked fingers over their car's surface and realized it wasn't paint and that the substance could be removed with a finger, similar to pollen. Pom, 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 pom. Maybe it wasn't quite as sinister as the good Darnell Bird McPherson believed. Her statement to WPDE noted, "This incident happened last night. Even though I drove my car today, I thought it was pollen. My husband and our neighbor noticed the cars looked like someone had spray painted both our vehicles, which were parked in the front yard." Nevertheless, McPherson told Newsweek the incident haunted her. Oh, we might have to get her therapy like the ISIS girl. She wants to come back to the United States, and she's not radicalized, but if she is, all she needs is a bit of therapy. Some therapy. But McPherson, well, she's haunted. And here's what she said. "It ignited some fear in my spirit. My God, who would do that? It was something. It was just unnerving to me." Okay, okay. I feel your pain, sister. I do. And while no words or symbols were drawn through the substance, she told the magazine, "To me, that was a message. It had to be a message from God, because it wasn't those two rednecks that they're still looking for in Chicago, unless they've moved." I'm gonna propose a theory. Those two rednecks moved from Chicago. They moved to Lamar, South Carolina, in order to terrorize this black couple. Because, hey, here's the deal. Back in the 70s, there was incidents of racism. I mean, look, let's face it. 40-something years ago, things were happening there that were not good for black people. So, fast forward 40-something years into 2019 America, which we learned from the press during the Jussie Smollett incident, that this is a mean-spirited America. Way too many Trump supporters in this country. You know, Nazi hat wearing, MAGA hat wearing, nationalists, you know. She says, also the executive director of Darlington County First Steps, which aims to strengthen families through education, said McPherson had no possible motives for a person or people targeting her. What? And yet she had this yellow substance on her car. The horror. "I have a good reputation," she told the magazine. "I've never been subjected to something like this." Folks, you would think I'm making this up. I'm not making this up. This is a black woman whose husband went out to her car, came in and said, "Look what they did to your car." Came back out and said, "Look what they did to our cars." Didn't look beyond their little hemisphere to look at all the other cars that might have been parked out there and say to themselves, "Wait a minute, this is pollen. This is a racial issue that got news coverage." That's the world we live in. How sick is that? Anyway, we got a ton to talk about today, and I can't wait to get to it. I'm glad you're a part of it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The news gets weirder and weirder on the Democrat plantation. This is a crazy story. So as a longtime sportscaster, his name is Warner Wolf, and he was charged with a felony after he damaged a sign at his gated community in Florida. And it's a sign that he calls a racist sign. Now, this guy is 81 years old. And he surrendered to the police on felony criminal mischief. He was released on a $5,000 bond. And here's what happened. Police said the surveillance video, yeah, thanks, Jesse Smollett, shows Wolf removing the word plantation from the gate of the classic plantation estates in Naples, Florida. You just can't make it up. The Sheriff's Department said Wolf, who announced Major League Baseball and the Olympics for ABC, in addition to other sports, had long criticized the community's name at the meetings, considering it racist. Now, this guy, this black dude, Wolf, Warner Wolf, moved on to the plantation He was okay with it, but then suddenly when he wanted off, they were like, no, it's still a plantation, bro. If you want off the plantation, you got to move. And so he would bring it up repetitively. And, of course, the old white folks down there are like, look, man, we like the idea of being on a plantation. So Wolf started, he removed the sign, the plantation sign. Then he went and he handed the letters to the security guard and told him, now give these to the property manager. So he did about $1,000 worth of damage to the sign. But at least, unlike Jussie Smollett, what y'all chuckling at? Unlike Jussie Smollett, he admitted it. He didn't blame it on some white. He didn't put a noose around the plantation and say, we'll get that Warner Wolf, you know, something crazy. He owned it. As we like to say, he handled this scandal. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. I'm sorry. Stories like that tickle me. A $5,000 bond. I want you to understand what's going on here. Warner Wolf, a brother, 81-year-old brother, he could be in Cosby's roommate in prison. Don't be looking at me like I'm crazy. It could be a couple of 80-year-olds in prison, and Cosby like, would you like some more Jell-O pudding? Up your beanie hole. $5,000 bond. So I guess that's a pretty stiff bond considering he did about $1,000 worth of damage. I mean, think about it. For all intents and purposes, okay, to make bond, if it's a $5,000 bond, he's got to pay $500, 10% of it. And then, of course, agree to show up in court, which I'm sure he will. Half of his bond money was, what it took for him to get out was half of the money that he could have paid to just replace the letters. I mean, he had to have done some pretty good, he had to make some people mad. Some white folks. Yeah, he made some white folks mad with this. Oh, man, what y'all want to talk about? McCabe investigating Sessions. That's a story that's been out there that's kind of been covered up in the media. Have you heard about that one? Yeah, maybe we should cover that. I didn't pay much attention, but here's what they said. Top FBI official Andrew McCabe didn't just investigate President Trump. In his book, which was, he didn't talk much about it when he was doing his big swing, you know, his thing to sell his book, you know, when they go out on a media tour. But he investigated Jeff Sessions after Senate Democrats asked McCabe to look into allegations that Sessions perjured himself during the confirmation hearings when he denied meeting with Russian officials during the 2016 campaign. You guys remember that? That was such a fiasco. It was such a contrived whole thing that, quite frankly, Sessions should be ashamed of himself. Hey, by the way, where is Jeff Sessions? I have heard nothing of Jeff Sessions. As my grandmother would say, I haven't seen hide nor hair of Jeff Sessions. Where is he? Now, what they found out was Sessions had met with the Russian ambassador. He corrected the record, saying he wasn't trying to mislead Congress. But I want you to think about this. Everybody that was practically asking Sessions had he met with Russians had met with Russians. I'm not talking about had a meeting in front of multiple people, which is where Sessions met with a Russian ambassador with a group of other people. These people like Chuck Schumer had sidebars with the Russians. And here they are getting after Sessions. And Sessions falls for it. That's why I go back to what I talked about before the other day. I said, Donald Trump, if there's any mistake this guy's made, his mistake has been in the people that he's hired. Now, I know what they say. They say, you know, when you're in business, you know, if you're smart, you hire people smarter than you, better than you, etc. When it comes to Donald Trump's business, you know, capitalism outside of government, I think he employs that. I think you get no forgiveness. He's a CEO. You get a shot. You don't make it. You might get another shot. But for the most part, you fired. Right? That's what he's famous for. And government, it's not that easy. You got to play all these political games. Well, who do you know? And everybody's telling you, you got to get Jeff because Jeff, you know, he's a fair shooter. He's this, that, and the other. And they're all lying about each other because they've all beefed up their resumes. And nobody wants anybody to actually go look and see what they put on a resume and the lies that they told. As the old saying goes, you never get any better than your resume. There is no truer place of that than D.C. So, anyway, Sessions had... He's one of the many problems that Donald Trump had. I'm talking close advisors that he never should have trusted. People that were nothing but rhinos. And worse than that, deep state swamp rats. And he surrounded himself with them. And I'll be honest with you, he still has some in his midst. We talked about Mattis. We talked about John Kelly. But there are many others. And Omarosa, of course. What a poison pill. Why would you bring that kind of a poison pill into your administration? Donald Trump hired, and on the business side for the Secretary, you know, Department of Transportation or Department of Commerce and things like that, I don't mind you saying, okay, I'm going to bring a leftist in that knows what he's doing. If he understands big commerce as it pertains to the government. Because two or three of his other picks, when we were researching them, we found out they were, you know, they were voted Democrat, but they were pragmatists. These guys were 70, 80 years old. They were Kennedy Democrats. So it was okay. But this guy is still surrounding himself with the wrong picks. And I want to see Donald Trump making better decisions. I don't know who his new chief of staff is going to be now that Kelly's gone, but he needs to make better decisions. And this new AG, he's a longtime, you know, political establishment guy. I hope he, I hope he ends up being different, but he was Bush administration. There's nobody from the Bush administration that I'm like, oh, they're great. Colin Powell, Condoleezza, oh, come on, Kevin, why are you picking on the black folks? I'm sorry, those are two rhinos. Condoleezza Rice is the nicest woman on the planet. She's a rhino. Colin Powell, I don't even have to explain how that man is a rhino. So you get it. Anyway, McCabe went after Sessions. And I'm still waiting on the anvil to fall on McCabe's head. I don't know about you. I want to see somebody do the perp walk fast.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort was sentenced on Wednesday to a total of 81 months in prison in connection with his guilty plea related to foreign lobbying and witness tampering, a term he will serve, including the 47-month sentence handed down in a separate case in Virginia last week. former Department of Justice official John Yoo on the sentencing.
I think the sentence here was quite fair. I think Paul Manafort's defense attorney is not doing him a good turn by complaining about the judge. The judge could have sentenced him up to 10 years. He got less than 4 years here.
Actress Lori Loughlin is in police custody. She surrendered in Los Angeles to law enforcement in connection to the largest cheating scandal ever prosecuted in the United States. Loughlin and her husband are accused of paying around $500,000 in bribes to get their daughters into USC. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Andrea Ocasio-Cortez has defied me. She continues to appear at different things. And I'm telling you, the Democrats are in big trouble if they continue to let this woman just run roughshod over the party. But that's what's happening. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com. She appeared, I don't even know what this event is, I saw the clip, and we're going to play it, and essentially what she says is, women of color are acting like white men. Now, she gives these young girls some very good advice at first, and by the way, these girls are Girl Scouts. If there's anything I'm not ever going to do again, it's buy a Girl Scout cookie. I've learned about this organization the hard way. Boy Scouts can be corrupted and whatever. Girl Scouts is all about girl power and it's part of the Me Too feminist nonsense that has made girls feel better than boys. I'm going to tell you something. Admittedly, when I was a kid, people fawned over boys to such a degree that boys felt better than girls. But I'll tell you this. When we were on the playground and boys were, "Ooh, we're better than you," the girls were firing back at us, "We're better than you." And we've reached, at some point, we reached equilibrium, which was perfect, because nobody's better than anybody else. Not anymore. Girls are being given this empowerment thing that says you are the best. And I don't care if you do that with girls, but the problem is they are minimizing boys. And being the father of four boys, well, men, I say to myself, enough of that. Anyway, here's Ocasio-Cortez giving advice to young girls, Girl Scouts.
Hi, my name is Lupita.
Hi, I'm Amia. We are the Radical Monarchs from East Oakland.
Hey!
Are you wearing Girl Scout vest?
Yeah.
What is? Oh, nice. Cool.
Our question is, what advice would you give to young girls of color who want to get into politics?
That I give is stop trying to navigate systems of power and start building your own power.
Now, let me stop there for just a second and tell you, that's good advice. That is great advice. That is the most sane thing that's ever come out of that chick's mouth. Don't navigate systems of power. Build your own. That is exactly what my charity, Seeking Educational Excellence, strives to do. That is exactly what we as a group, the Black Sphere team, Ending Identity Politics, strives to do, is to say, forget your color, forget your gender, forget your sexuality or whatever it may be, and strive to be the best that you can be. That's what we try to do. And when you do that, you strip away all the things that get in your way, and you just empower yourself. I'm a perfect example. Let me tell you something. Fox News is empowered. They fired me. I use them as an example, not because I'm bitter, because I'm not at all. Fox News fires me, and what do? I'm not worried about it. I go out and say, okay, I'm going to be a competitor to you. I'm going to figure things out and make sure that, you know, we continue to grow. I'm not worried about your system of power, Fox News. You can tell people, I won't do something with you if you speak. I won't film you if Kevin Jackson speaks at your event. So what? It's not stopping me from getting at events. You're not going, the system is not going to keep me down. That is the best advice she could give to these kids. But then she goes on, and this is where you get to meet socialists, leftism, all these other isms that make the left so vile. Here it is.
I represent Queens, and I was recently doing a town hall with Girls Who Code, and what I told them was that, you know, there are so many subconscious forces that make us try to act like somebody else. And that's why it was important, and I discussed this, that's why it was important for me to, you know, wear hoop earrings to my swearing in, because we're taught that, you know, like, when you're a woman of color, there are just so many things about you that is just, like, non-conforming, you know? Like, I happen to have been, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, I happen to have been born with straight hair, but my nieces have, like, froze, right? And so, down to that, there are places where, like, you have to, like, make more space. And we're taught to, like, put our hair back and be small and articulate in a certain way and, you know, be square and essentially try to do an impression of power, which has really our subconscious signals to try to act like white men.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I'm not a white man. I'm only a man. But there is a war against men, and there is specifically a war against white men. Now, I want you to understand, this is what's being taught. This is what's being pushed out there. The girl power isn't about, and for the record, you white women listening to this program, this is not about you. This is about women of color, and they don't mean white, even though that's a color. They're talking about women, brown, Latina women and black women. Yeah, they want that to become the norm. They want what those women represent. I'm talking about the get in your face and, you know, that woman, that's what they want to be the norm. And they want anybody with decorum, anybody who's got any sense, that not to be the norm. They won't put it that way, but that's what it's about. Because, well, when you talk about this idea of white men, like, for example, suit and tie. Because that's what they're talking about. Oh, the button-up guy, the guy that goes, he doesn't scream in meetings. He has a dialogue and, you know, tries to work out reasonable solutions and things like this in business. Well, what good is that when you can be a Latina or a soul sister and you can go do something your own way? That's what they're doing. They want to destroy the norm. The norm is, how has business been conducted up to this point? How have we survived? How have we gotten, made America the most prosperous nation in the history of the world? How have we made this the most civilized nation in all of the world, to the point where people talk about how much wealth we've accumulated and how much more we could be giving to the world, which, by the way, we give to the world in immensely more than all other countries combined. Have always done this. I'm talking about since we became the superpower, if you were. We have used more restraint and given back more to the world than all the other nations combined. And yet, these people want to bring it down. They can't stand it. So, Ocasio-Cortez says her way of fighting back is, this is why I wore hoop earrings. Wow. What a symbol to convey to the world that you're not going to keep me down, white men. I wore hoop earrings. Wow. I guess that's the subconscious forces. that are making her act like somebody else. So to fight back against those subconscious forces, she wore hoop earrings. And then she goes on to really empower women by saying, women of color, you know, you have to do so many things that are non-conforming. Yeah. You dress different, your hairstyles are different or whatever. But, you know, your non-conforming things are what you need to bring forward. Fantastic. I don't know. Look, I've seen black women with all kinds of hairstyles. They have amazing couture. I think black women are amazing. When you say a powerful black woman who's not stuck up on her blackness, that is probably one of the most amazing things you could see. She's just out there to do her job. Go, sister, go. But these crank your neck, put the finger out black chicks and Latinas are a waste of space. And I love how she says they want us to pull our hair back and be small. You know what Ocasio-Cortez is saying to you? These are all her inner fears. These are all the things that make her small. This is what she feels. She's projecting this onto these girls. You know why girls pull their hair back and play with their hair psychologically? It's because they like the person they're talking to. Or it's this weird thing that their hair is in their face. It's one of those two. But it isn't always to feel small. You don't pull your hair back to feel small. You pull your hair back to keep it out of your face. Or maybe because you're like, okay, I'm feeling a little flirty. But she says to be small, that we want women to be square. What planet does this chick live on? You know, let me answer. She's from Queens, New York. She's from a place that votes strongly Democrat, who have minimized women and made her feel small, because she's not from anywhere conservative men are. Conservative men do not make women feel small. We value women. We make them feel large. And she says she needs to try to give an impression of power, not actual power. Let me tell you, find a conservative girl who's grown up with her daddy and her mom and brothers and sisters. Put her in an environment. She doesn't need to give you an impression of feeling large and in power. She will feel that way. She doesn't try to act like a white man. She acts like herself, and that self
is
in power.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. Hear you. You can do
it if you try. Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264.
Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Hi, everyone. Well, I think, like, you know, or whatever, like, boo, like whatever. You know, it's like, you know, like, whatever. You know, and like, or whatever, like, just like, it's like, this, like.
Well, don't hold back, tell me how you really feel about incrementalism.
It's like for what?
You know,
things like that, like, because we talk about racism so much, we actually aren't talking about race itself. It's just like, you know, you know, and it's like because, you know, whatever, like, you know, like about, like, it's like, you know, in my opinion, you know, it's just like, you know,
welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. That was a what they call a mashup of Alexandria Cortez's event where she was speaking to these people. And it was funny. There were some Girl Scouts that asked a question. There's a white guy sitting there, and he looked like a male hyena. He looked like, I got nothing to say here. Why should I be here? He was so scared. I don't know how you guys feel. I'm sick of men running around here being afraid of stuff. Welcome anyway. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. And we are not afraid of the women's movement here. I got fired over an issue involving women, and it's the mistake of Fox News for doing it, and I'll prove that. And I don't care. Go ahead. Be in power, Suzanne. Be in power, Lauren. You know, run Fox any way you want, but you're running it into the ground. And anybody that buys into this nonsense that women are, I mean, I want women to be empowered, but you're not going to be more empowered than men. You're not going to, girls are not going to feel bigger or better than boys, at least not my kids. Now, you can do what you want with yours, but I'm not going to let my sons feel like they're being minimized because there's some women's movement. And in fact, the advice I'm going to give them is you record everything, you keep every, you document like it's no tomorrow. So when these women come up and say, oh, you did something, you go, okay, great. I got all the evidence right here. 844-551-8255. Ocasio-Cortez says, men and women, women act as if they want to be white men and they don't know how to empower themselves. What an idiot. And then I want you to understand that mashup we played was from her speech. That I only played a minute and 20 seconds of it. There were 2 minutes and 54 seconds of her saying, like, you know, or whatever, like, you know, or whatever, like, you know, or whatever. And there's nothing of sanity coming out of her mouth. There is nothing empowering. This is the type of, quote, leadership that the left are showing. This is a leadership. For the record, the feminist movement, women off the wazoo, the Me Too movement should all be shutting this woman down, saying, wait a minute, you're not empowering young women. I played the clip where she said, earlier in the broadcast, where she said, a girl asked, how should women of color get into politics? And she says, don't worry about what you consider to be the norm. Set your own norms. You know, go your own path. Best thing that's ever come out of her mouth. Everything else after that, debilitating, demoralizing, making you feel little, you know, and doing nothing but symbolizing. She made the comment, I wore hoop earrings to my swearing-in ceremony because I was going to show the man. Really? Do you think anybody cared about the symbolism of your big butt hoop earrings? Nobody cared about that. The symbolism was, I'm just saying, if I were Andrea Ocasio-Cortez, I would say, look, there was a casting call for people to run. And believe it or not, my brother signed me up to run. I didn't have any interest in running. I was a waitress. I decided to run. People came around me, probably with nefarious reasons, but they helped me to run the campaign. But I got out and I went door to door. I got my own media going for me. Now, I had some advantages. I'm young. I'm Latina. And I felt like I had the right stuff. Now, some people may, I'm saying if I were Ocasio-Cortez, this is what I would be saying. I'd say some people may disagree. Some people may find what I say a little silly. And I'll be honest with you. I haven't baked all my ideas. But here's what I do know. I know the people that I represent. I know how I grew up. And I'm going to represent you to the best of my ability. And let me tell you, the empowerment you should feel is that I came from absolute nowhere. A waitress in a restaurant. And now I serve in Congress. That should tell you what hard work can do. Was I the most qualified? Probably not. But you know what I was the most qualified in doing? Running out there, meeting the people, and understanding things. And so I want you to, as you evaluate me over time, and you say, you know, this is not smart. You didn't do this right. You know, you can criticize my Green New Deal and all these other things. But what you could understand is that I'm going to work hard to understand what your issues are. And I will improve, and I will get better at this job. And by the time they look around and they're still criticizing me, I will be three more steps ahead of them because I'm going to continue to work hard. Now, that's a good speech. That's something I could buy into. But this, woe is me, oh, everybody's trying to act like white men, that is the last thing that she did. She just, I don't know what how she ran her campaign, but she didn't run it acting like a white man. She ran it acting like herself. And for the record, anybody that if you're achieving and you're not achieving on your own terms, shame on you. If you're achieving, pardon me, because you're faking, so to speak, like you think you're going to mimic your way to success. There's an old saying, fake it till you make it. Very few people do it. Very few people get to fake it till they make it. And I mean, it's if you want to know how fake it till you make it is, that is one of the most elite group on the planet. It is. It's more unique. It's more, what's the word I'm looking for? You know what I'm saying. I mean, it's selective than Navy SEALs. It's more selective than people to get black belts. It's more selective than people to play in the NBA or NFL or professional sports. It is the most elite group on the planet because fakes don't succeed. You know what succeeds? Let me just help you here a little bit, folks. Listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. What succeeds is passion. Your want to do it. The thing that drags you, not drags you out of bed, makes you hop out of bed to go want to do it. That's what succeeds. And I'm going to tell you something. There are people that make rubber bands that have a passion for it. There's a person that makes shoes that has a passion for it. The most mundane things in life that you have learned to overlook, a paperclip, a Band-Aid, or whatever, there is somebody who has a passion for it, who not only wants to make it, they want to make it better. They want to take that paperclip, they want to make it in plastic, they want to give it color, they want to make different sizes. They've evolved it to the point where you're going, holy crap, who would have thought all this about a paperclip? Somebody who's got passion for it. Some organizational freak who said, you know what? If I make a bigger paperclip, I could organize better. And then they went to the, you know, those clippies, the things I use to keep my chips fresh, you know, after I eat a little bit of them and you clip it on. They made those. I want you to just think for a second, now that we're on this subject. When I was a kid, you know what we clipped everything with? Clothesline clippers. Come on, I know there's women out there going, yep, that's what my mom used. Yeah, we kept everything fresh. We tied everything down with clothesline clip. You know, they were wood. And you, I don't know, you hung clothes on a clothesline with them. That's what we did everything with. Nowadays, you have 5,000 different choices. Go to the container store and look at the number of clippies that you have. There's some that are magnetized to stick on your refrigerator and on and on. They're different colors, different shapes, different sizes. They're different squeeze pressure. You name it. You want to know why? Because somebody has passion for something that simple. That is the secret. The secret is not, I'm going to act like a man, I'm going to act like a woman. The secret to life, the secret to everything you want to do and be successful is very simple. Be who you are. And that's why when Fox said, hey, Kevin, you better take that statement back. I said, you can take that my statement and shove it up your little whoop because I'm not taking anything back. I will be who I am, whether you like it or not. And I will let the chips fall where they may. Anyway, I'm going to talk a little bit more about Tucker's situation because Fox is supporting Tucker. And I have no... Look, I love Tucker Carlson. We are buddies. But let me just tell you, the way Fox handles things certainly leaves some room for pause. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.